Hudson Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another aviation mishap. This one, a malfunction on board an American Airlines flight headed from Colorado Springs to Dallas. It had to divert to Denver. And while taxiing on the runway, the engine caught fire. At least a dozen of the 180 people on board were hurt during the evacuation. In Austin, Texas, five people were killed, including two children, as a result of a multi-vehicle pileup that involved a tractor-trailer. Democratic Senate leader Chuck Schumer now says he will vote in favor of the House spending bill that'll keep the government funded through fall. His reasoning:
under a shutdown, the Trump administration would have full authority to deem whole agencies, programs, and personnel non-essential, furloughing staff with no promise they would ever be rehired.
A federal judge in San Francisco has ordered the administration to hire back the thousands of government workers who have already been laid off under Elon Musk's DOGE program. This is ABC News. Interpol, the international police agency, is now joined in the investigation for missing University of Pittsburgh student Sudiksha Kononki. ABC's Ariel Reshev has more.
Officials in the Dominican Republic say Kononki was last seen walking to the beach with 24-year-old Joshua Reby around 4 a.m. According to authorities, Reby captured on hotel cameras returning to his room that morning around 9 a.m. alone. Kononki's clothes and shoes found on the beach. Loudoun County authorities calling Reby a person of interest. But Dominican authorities tell ABC News Reby is cooperating and is a witness, not a suspect, telling them that the two were hit by a large wave. They also say he gave them three different versions of what happened that night because he was too drunk to clearly remember.
Kansas has now reported on the list of states where measles has been had. Texas is still the hot spot with hundreds of cases in the western part of the state. Two people in Texas have died. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
In Wisconsin's Supreme Court election, your family's safety is on the line. Just ask retired Wisconsin police officer Mike Walter.
As a police officer trying to put away violent criminals, you deal with two kinds of prosecutors. Guys like Brad Schimmel, who gave big plea deals to rapists, domestic abusers, and even a man caught with child pornography. And someone like Susan Crawford, who made sure rapists, murderers, and abusers were behind bars so victims could get justice.
That's Susan Crawford, the former prosecutor who took violent criminals off our streets and the judge who kept them in jail. Take it from a cop.
When I walk in a courtroom, I want Judge Susan Crawford, and now we need her on the Supreme Court.
The truth is, extreme Brad Schimmel won't keep Wisconsin families safe. We need Susan Crawford, the common sense judge. Paid for by Susan Crawford for Wisconsin. CrawfordForWI.com.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
The Badgers advance in the Big Ten. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers built an early lead, beat Northwestern 70-63 at the Big Ten tournament in Indianapolis. Head coach Greg Gard on how they responded to the Wildcats' physical style of play.
I thought early we didn't handle their physicality well. Once we got that figured out, we were able to get downhill and get at the rim, and things started to become a little better for us offensively.
Wisconsin faces UCLA today. We'll have a recap after the game. Marquette with a win over Xavier, 89-87 in the Big East. The Golden Eagles coming back from a 14-point deficit. Tonight, a tough matchup against the number one seed, St. John's. NBA, Bucks with a win at home over the Lakers, 126-106. Doc Rivers says players like Kyle Kuzma, too cautious at times.
You track people when they first join a team, they look great at first, and then they get caught in that, you know, like hesitant zone. We have 20-plus assists tonight, so we'll take that every night.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're headed to the theater this weekend, there are lots of new releases to choose from. Personally, I'm most excited about Black Bag, a spy thriller and the latest effort from Steven Soderbergh, which stars Michael Fassbender and Cate Blanchett. The film is currently drawing a 96% on Rotten Tomatoes. Black Bag is rated R, probably for coolness. Another film reviewing well that opens this weekend is Novocaine, which is being labeled an action, mystery, comedy, thriller. That's some serious bang for your genre buck. The film stars the red-hot Jack Quaid as a man who feels no pain and is trying to rescue his kidnapped girlfriend, played by Amber Midthunder. And if you want to introduce your kids to your favorite cartoon heroes of yesteryear, check out The Day the Earth Blew Up, a Looney Tunes movie. Porky Pig and Daffy Duck team up to save the Earth from an alien invasion. This is the first ever Looney Tunes fully animated feature film released in theaters. The film is receiving a 90% on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's have fun at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few scattered clouds in the overnight, lows dropping to the lower 40s, a light southeast breeze. Now that wind does pick up on Friday. South to southeast winds gusting around 30, partly sunny skies, highs in the lower 60s, a few showers and storms Friday night. Currently 44 degrees.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, former U.S. Attorney James Santel on Trump's Department of Justice going after law firms he doesn't like. Plus, would you give Mel Gibson a gun? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt and Air on Air.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
So that's... I didn't have my good morning because we finally discovered our key, our secret to physical fitness health.
Oh, driving this desk that we sit at 3-4 hours a day. We went...
How many calories do we burn here during 3 hours, Todd?
I don't know.
What do you think?
None.
Sex? Six, seven?
Sex. That drives a lot more than this, I'll tell you that. If we'd have that every morning, John, we'd be looking fit.
Don't look at me.
We went... So, Olson Law Firm...
Come on, happy Friday. Yada, yada, yada. We got to tell you how we're changing our lives.
Yesterday, we had the show in Oshkosh, which was great. You had great lineup, great guests. One of them was the sponsor for the veterans session, the Olson Law Firm. We went over to his office after
which was a fire station built in 1900.
Right. Nate Olson is awesome.
So is his office.
You should see what he did with that building. So he bought this old fire station. Actually, the United Way was in there before he was, but he did a ton of renovation when he got in there. And, showing us around and just some very cool stuff. This is where the pool was, and this is where, and he's got some apartments above it. Well, anyway, he took us into his office, and it's a nice office. There's sitting area, conference table. His desk is a high desk, so he stands.
Sure.
And under his desk is a treadmill.
And I've got that too.
Shut up!
Do you?
At home. I do.
I saw those.
Does your desk elevate? He pushes a switch, and his desk can go up to there.
Sets the thing at 2.5, 3, and walks, and he was doing illegal.
Oh, so you got a treadmill. I've got the.
Okay,
you know,
a lot
I've
of people
that.
Have that.
Oh, yeah,
that thing that you see on TV, you know.
Yeah.
Though this treadmill was, and
listen, I mean that's great, guys. I could just see what would happen with you two. You would forget to keep walking and fall off the back and bust a head open.
Right.
You know.
Okay.
LTA, I mean, lost
well, we accept that. You know, when you go into battle, you have to accept some losses.
I guess
that's
you're right.
That's what war is.
Yeah, you're right.
I tell you
Todd,
what.
For 3 hours, we could be... I didn't want to say one thing. So he said, yeah, I set it on 3 when I'm doing all my... You know, it's like, I set it on 3 when I'm like... much less conducting a legal meeting.
Could type out a contract.
Welcome to the show.
But even, we could do it. At 1.5.
Yeah.
Pretty easy because that's just walking. But you're moving. Can you imagine moving for 3 hours every morning?
What you guys could do is just get up and walk down the hall and back a couple of times on every commercial break. That would give you a little something in the morning, right?
Yeah.
Dead silence.
Buzzkill here.
Yeah, right. Right. Anyway, that was a fun day yesterday. And,
it is one of the coolest office buildings, whatever you want to call it, I've ever been in my lifetime. Because they're like the tile he was saying they saved original from 1900. Oh, wow. The floor is original. Wow. The staircase original. The window's original. This old room, they got to get a locksmith. They found a safe, this big old safe. They got to try to get a locksmith to get into.
Yeah, that's
phenomenal.
Yeah, it's a great place.
That was fun, man. We have fun.
If
fun
he does that, we should do a show from there while they open the safe.
We talked about that. Like Al Capone's vault type thing.
Yeah. It's probably going to turn out like Al Capone's vault.
He found a bottle.
Oh, look, a bottle.
But the thing is, he found a lot of stuff there. They just left all kinds of stuff.
I bet.
Even uniforms. Fire department uniforms.
Axes from like 1900.
Well, then he could team up with Old Station 31. Maybe they'd want some of that stuff out there.
Yeah.
That was another great interview.
That was weird how it was like same type of thing.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I'm going out to Dale when those summer hours start. I was talking with Donald about that last night. You know, that's...
Not even a question.
I just think that's... She's so entrepreneurial. Then she said, with the flavored vodka, but then I said she has all the recipes to go with it. Because I didn't know if you just poured over the rocks. And she goes, no, you this and that mint they put in.
Lavender.
Man.
So big thanks to Tavia and her husband out there at Old Station 31.
Yeah. And I was correct on something.
Uh-oh.
Her name?
Yeah.
Russian.
Oh, yeah.
Tavia?
Yeah.
Well, how hard is that?
How often do you meet a Russian, Jim? When's the last time we had a Russian on the show?
Last time I ran into a Tavia.
When was that?
John, I don't. If I said Graninsky and you said, "Wow, I got it, it's Polish," I'd be like, you know, "Tavia is Russia." Like, but isn't you, it from like? Isn't that Tavia? No, who's the guy at Fiddler on the Roof?
Oh,
I don't know. But I would say, okay,
it was Tavia, wasn't it?
Nah, nobody's seen that. I was thinking of, the other Russian movie, Dr. Zhivago.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
Dr. Zhivago.
I was thinking Natasha and Boris.
I know Natasha.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it wrong? I had the hots for her. I had the hots for her and for Judy Jetson.
So Judy was the daughter, right? Yeah. She was a little young for you. Natasha.
No, she
was
old for me. I mean, she was a teenager when I was like 7 watching that show.
Okay.
Think about this in the 60s. Think about this in the 60s. Every show, no matter what, had some hot blonde girl in it. The Munsters, the niece, the Addams Family, that one girl. The Jetsons.
Who in the Addams Family? Wednesday? No.
They had a hot one, didn't they?
No.
Mm-mm. In the Addams Family, I thought they had one.
You had the hots for Wednesday?
No, like, didn't they have like a niece that was visiting or something in the
Addams
Family?
I don't remember that.
Was that just the Munsters?
And then Bewitched, right? Sam was pretty hot.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's every one of those shows.
And cartoons. You had Daphne on Scooby-Doo. You had the Pussycat.
Who was the hot one? But Batman, did they have anything? Because that was a pretty popular show.
Well, Catwoman?
Oh, yeah. Eartha Kitt.
Yeah.
Good call.
Okay. Well, who was before her? She was on Barnaby Jones, and she was like a Miss America.
Was she Honey West? Do you remember Honey West?
No.
Do you remember Honey West?
From what?
I want to say from the Wild Wild West. No?
Mm-mm.
No?
I don't.
Okay.
They always had good looking.
I'm going to give you another one. Yeah. Lost in Space.
Yeah, I don't remember too much about that
show. She was
the
blonde. I never saw it. You never saw Lost in Space?
No.
Oh, my God. Never missed that show. Wow. All right.
I was watching Fiddler on the Roof.
I'll throw you another one.
That's right. Yes, you were. Yes, you were.
I can't believe
I was going to throw another one. No, I forgot. Wait to interrupt my throw.
Sorry.
It was important, too.
But, you know, it's funny to look back at that, 60 years ago, but they knew what they were doing. Mm-hmm. They wanted to attract us.
That's what I mean.
And they were selling us products. And we were watching it. I mean, you like the show, but you really were looking at it a little bit deeper.
Tell me, Betty Rubble wasn't showing it a little bit?
Of course,
she was putting it out there.
That never really.
Huh?
No,
all right.
Her laugh was cute.
Absolutely,
it does animated.
Who knows what was going on when it's Bart and he was at the quarry? You never know. All right, hey, happy Friday to you. Today is World Sleep Day. What does that mean? I mean, just
do they talk about the importance of sleep?
Didn't our eye doctor even talk about a lot of different factors for your eyes? I don't know if sleep was one of them, but a lot of different factors.
Yeah, that guy that's a smart dude. But you can tell he grew up in that world, right? His dad. His grandpa, whatever they were. Yeah.
You know, when you get somebody like that, like I could talk to a doc, just give me an hour. Nothing about me and my affliction. Well, I'll throw out some things of my afflictions. Right. But in general, you know, how they just kind of.
Know what? Grew up in that world.
Man.
He just knew everything. And it was fun because I talked to him. I was really interested. I talked to you one time, it was a while ago, about Warby Parker and how they're optometrists. That probably isn't the field to go into because you're going to be able to just bring the test up on your laptop, stand 12 feet away, and do the test.
Is that what you were asking him about yesterday?
Yeah.
I wasn't sure what you were talking about.
Yeah. He was all over it. He knew everything what I was talking about and had a great response. Just because he's a really smart guy.
So. I have to say, like, the whole Warby Parker thing. So I got glasses from there at one point, right? They weren't quite right. Like, because they have to look at, when you do glasses, they have to look at, like, the actual curvature of your eye to determine how they grind those. You're always just a little off. And so when you walk, you kind of felt like you were in a fishbowl all the time with them.
That's how I was with those bifocals.
Yeah, that's why I went back and actually go see somebody that can actually look at my eye and do all that kind of stuff.
However, Warby Parker, though, they did contract with local optometrist to go in and fit it if it didn't fit perfect. Okay. But they did all that screening on your face like that guy did with the nose thing. I mean, they really take a facial picture of you. Yeah, that does happen.
Yeah.
That does happen. But on the other hand, that company is unbelievable how they're growing.
Do you subscribe to it? I mean, how do you do it?
Just call them.
Just go online or whatever. Yeah. You can do it all online.
They send you 6 pair.
Oh. I have not been able to find a perfect pair.
Go see somebody. Go see Dr. Ryan and have him fit you with one.
Yeah. You know? And you got to stop with this $8 glass. You got to spend some money.
$8.50.
I get 6 pair for $8. You kidding me?
No.
And in a week, 5 of them are lost.
You know what else I can't do? I can't. When I go to Dollar Tree to buy my glasses, I can't walk past the Slim Jim table.
That's why they're there.
But you know what? Those have really got beef jerky. And Slim Jims have really gone up in price for some reason.
Yeah, I don't buy that. I don't know. I see it all the time.
It's good for you.
There's no carbs.
But there's zero carbs.
Yeah, that's true.
And I mean, on that diet, they tell you that's fine. But you just got to watch your salt in other ways.
But on the glasses, though, I really think what you need to do is...
Hang on. This is one of my sick friends. They also had a lot of hot actresses in the late 80s and 90s, too, like Roseanne, right, Mino? Okay, that's fine.
Ugh.
Yeah. I hate
that
show.
Isn't she back in the news?
Is she? I thought she just faded away under a rock someplace.
Fighting with? Did she leave the country because of Trump? Was that Roseanne?
No. I think she's a big supporter.
She's a big supporter. You're thinking of Rosie O'Donnell. Oh, she left America.
Right.
Mm. Yeah.
All right. And then he was.
Was it Rosie O'Donnell's daughter who was up in like Oconto and got all that trouble?
Yep.
Whatever happened with that?
I'm not sure.
Okay. That's a wrong one. Anyway, these glasses. I think you got to spend a little money, and I think you're going to be really pleased.
I'm not even joking about this, Jim, and I have. Twice I have, and both times I've lost them very soon.
Well, that's true. That's the honest to God truth. He kind of said that, too, that people...
Yep.
But you don't want to spend the money on, like, the Nike Swish or the Ray-Ban name. That's a waste of money. But
I agree, but I'll lose no matter what. I will lose them.
I think you could get away with the glasses with the thing around the neck. Just don't get like a chain.
What's
right?
so wrong with that?
I don't know. But when I was doing that for a while, you know, the last person I saw that used to do that all the time was Mike Holmgren. Remember on the practice field, he's out to have his glasses.
You don't have to
have
a chain. Just use the black thing. Then it doesn't look.
What black thing?
I mean, just you don't have to have a chain, a gold chain or silver chain.
No. It's kind of like a piece of material, right? That kind of, you know, either foam or.
Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah.
Why are. Like, I don't understand why you wouldn't do that. I mean, I wouldn't do it because I don't need it. But if I, are you embarrassed about it? Because why?
Because what you gotta do is, hey, Mino, I didn't know you became a 68-year-old librarian.
If you do the chain, that's librarian.
Yeah.
If you do the kind of sporty one, I think you're okay. A lot of those guys have the glasses that kind of split in the middle.
Yeah, I've
seen
those. Cool.
Right.
Maybe go see Dr. Ryan.
Have you seen those glasses, too? They fold up.
Oh, yeah.
They just complete into like this big, like a size of a silver dollar.
Yeah, you lose them now, just think with those things. So,
but no, at least those you can put in your pocket.
True.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but then you'd sit down and crush them.
Well, of course I would.
Yeah. I know. That's what I'm trying to avoid here. Yeah.
But there's... That chain thing, I don't know why you're so adverse to that. Just because they teased you about being a librarian? Really, you're that weak? Why don't you just say, look, you could never be a librarian.
I could be,
Go, say that to your friends who are picking on you.
I'd be one of the greatest librarians
I think they
ever.
Have, I think those strips, they have it like, you can get probably Packer ones, Nike ones.
Really?
I don't know, I would think.
Buy me one, please? I promise I'll pay you back. I promise. We set a quick break. We get a phenomenal lineup. Stay with us.
That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Carrigan Brothers Winery created and sold their first bottle of wine in 2000.
with a creative sense of taste, composing traditional and modern wines, experimenting with flavors like lemon and cherry. Today, bringing flavor to names like Green Leprechaun and Muddled Old Fashioned. Carrigan Brothers Winery. Taste and enjoy the flavor of something special. And be sure to check out their amazing gift shop. Highway 55 in Freedom, Wisconsin. CarriganBrothers.com. Life doesn't get any better than this.
Hey, it's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, and there's no better way to celebrate spring than with the maple syrup season. And you can do that at the Bubolt's Nature Preserve for Maple Syrup Saturday. Help yourself to a pancake breakfast made by the staff and volunteers, and take your support for the preserve to the next level. Adopt a bucket. Each family who adopts a bucket will join the preserve to tap your own maple tree and hang your bucket to collect throughout the entire season. So go to WISS.FM and click events to learn more.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Do you know or work with kids who have special healthcare needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
I've always loved this song.
Yeah, me too.
I always love this song. But when this would have been about 97, 96?
Somewhere around there, okay. Right?
When I was doing Green Bay basketball?
Yeah.
Every single night at every single arena around the country, guess what song was played every single night right before tip-off? This song.
I'm sure, right?
It was the biggest get the crowd into the action type thing you'll ever find. Today is World Sleep Day, as I mentioned. It's also Pi Day. They've got the big pie walk tomorrow, right?
Pi.
Yeah, but that's pie.
Well, when you said Pi Day, people might think it's like the cherry pie or apple pie.
If it was apple pie or cherry pie, I would have said apple pie day.
Well, no.
Can I continue? This is a mathematical thing,
okay,
Jim.
Tell me. Okay. Run the numbers out on pi for me.
3.14? Yeah.
There you go.
That's been they changed that, though.
circles change all the time, the circumference of the circle.
I weave.
It's three.
What is it exactly, though?
3.1417.
I know, right? I understand that, but what does it mean? What is
it? If you take any circle, it could be a tire, or it can be the circle on the top of your cup. If you take the radius times 3.14, that will be the circumference of that circle.
Ah, yeah, okay. It's also Mathematics Day. Oh, it's Pi Day of Mathematics.
No, Pi Day, also Day of Mathematics.
Wow.
Got it.
That's pretty competitive. You think they would have picked
different
days,
right?
You know?
Yeah. I know. I can almost see like the two groups, like the Pi group.
Right.
Okay, guys, you're not going to believe us.
Yeah.
What? The mathematics class? They're taking the same day. They can't do that.
Right.
Let's go kick their
formula.
Ass. Yes.
Yeah.
Potato chip day. That's one thing I've learned to pass up in the stores or in the whatever, that bag of chips. You?
Oh, no. No.
Lay's potato
I can't bring
chip.
Him in the house. Can't I'll sit him. Down and eat a
Me
whole
too.
Yeah. bag.
So
when
I
do you throw them away? Let me ask you this.
Did I tell you that
because,
story?
No, but I can tell you a quick story.
Well, let me tell you
There's
one
that minute. Guy. It's Charlie Barron's sidekick, but now he does his own stuff. He's a big guy with a beard.
Yeah.
Okay. If you were like heavier, you'd look like that guy.
Right.
Okay. So he does the stuff now. And it's like two single guys going shopping. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, hey, dude, don't forget to pick up some chips. He's like, we got five bags in the cupboard. He goes, yeah, but it's the 1/3 rule. Once you get down to 1/3, you got replenish. Those little pieces. Oh. Nobody uses those.
Oh,
and is that true? Once they get that certain, like, just let's toss this.
No, I would. Don't you put it on like a salad or something? Or no
chips on my salad?
Oh yeah, just I would. If the chips are all, I would use. I'd eat them with a spoon. My thing.
What did our moms used to make that had chips on it?
That's what I'm saying. Like a casserole, right?
That's they put right.
It,
like, yeah.
Tuna casserole.
So, that's what it was. Next time I make tuna casserole, I'm going to put
you
those
can
chips.
Mix that in with a ton of stuff. You could mix
also
it with
good with a sandwich if you've got like a BLT or something or anything. You throw
I've
some
never
of those.
Had that. I've seen
yeah.
that.
Yeah. I don't know. I like cottage cheese. I just take the rest, put it in, mix it with cottage cheese. I would not throw them out. Let me tell you one thing about throwing out. I've been on diets before. Lay's potato chips. I'm like, this is it. I'm done. I threw them out in the garbage can. Later that night, I went out there.
I hate to say I've done that.
But get this, Johnny, because I thought, you know, this is crazy. And so you know what I did? I
went to confession?
No, I took soap, the soap that you wash your hands with, the dishes with, and I put it all over the chips so I wouldn't eat them. Then I threw them all so I didn't have to go back there. My brother's like, you went back there and got them? I said, I did.
Wow.
So I love those things.
I've done that.
Okay.
I've taken.
I know that's a little weird.
I've taken a bag of chips out of the garbage.
Yes.
No judgment, Jim.
Yes. Okay.
I think the putting soap on them so you don't eat them again is kind of interesting.
I know. That says something about your willpower.
But that shows you my willpower, right? It was pretty weak that night. I can't eat these things.
So. But you ate a bunch first.
Yeah, but then I was mad.
I'm not sure it's willpower, though. Whatever. You ate them and then did whatever.
But I did. Pull them out of the garbage. So okay. I should have done that. That was not good.
All right. That's like,
I'm better.
I'm going to throw this meth pipe away after I use it one more time.
Put some soap on it.
It was blue. I remember it was blue.
There's half inch left of the vodka, the gin bottle. I'm going to put some soap in there so I don't finish it.
See?
There you go.
I would do it. If you drink it with that, then you really got a problem. So.
Solar Appreciation Day. Mm. We got solar. It's phenomenal. I mean, it was solar power.
Yeah.
Our place, Manitowoc, had it for like, they've had it there for, I don't know, 30 years or something.
On your house?
Yeah. You'd be shocked at how low the heating prices are.
I don't believe that. That's a 20-year payback.
We had.
You don't believe what our prices are?
No. I'm sure they're lower, but you made an investment.
Well, I didn't. The person that built the house did.
Okay. He made an investment. She made an investment. And it cost X. And then they said, well, you're going to save on your energy. Do you realize how long you have to save on your energy to make up that investment you put in there? That's the problem with solar.
No, it's not.
My parents had solar, and holy crap.
You're wrong. The
difference was crazy.
Because builders do it now within 5 years. It's paid for.
That's good. That's great.
Why not?
Okay, now that's great. But I'm saying back in the day, I don't know. Solar, that was solar's big thing. That's why buildings didn't use solar. It's like, wait a minute, the payback on this. Anything less than 5 years, that's good.
Okay, well, right now, I'm living there, and our heating bills are extremely low because of it. So screw whatever back then. I'm just telling you right now, solar is phenomenal.
Okay, I get it.
Would you rather be at the mercy of the oil companies or whomever, or the heating companies, the electric companies,
to pay more? I wouldn't pay an extra $50,000 for my house because it had
it's
solar.
Not $50,000?
Okay, I don't know.
You don't know anything about solar, so yeah, be quiet. Right.
They say, according to what I find online, about 7 years for payback.
That's exactly. Not bad.
Exactly.
What was it 20 years ago?
Okay, I'm going to go back to my father-in-law, tell him he was an idiot because he put in solar, Jim. Thank you for that. Julie loves you as it is, so she's going to love you saying this. So, she'll come to your Christmas party. Don't worry about it.
7 years is okay.
Okay, I'm sorry. We apologize for having solar.
All right.
I'm sorry. Go call your oil company buddies and tell them we apologize.
Back in the day,
all right.
The reason people didn't
sorry,
put solar
Big Oil,
on their
we're
house.
Not giving you enough money. We apologize. Look, Our bad.
Oil comes from us.
Mm-hmm. Our bad. Glaucoma Week, we're talking about that yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Simone Biles, cataracts. 28. She didn't make much of an impact here.
In Green Bay?
No.
Yeah.
People reached out to her.
I was hoping she would. We reached out to her.
Yeah.
Numerous times. So she...
National Day of Prayer reached out to a lot of people that she didn't get into Green Bay. And I think she knew she wasn't going to be here real long.
Okay, can I say something? I think that National Day of Prayer is kind of lame. Mm. I mean, what's the big deal? Pray on your own. Why do you have to make a big deal about it? Look at me. I'm praying. I'm cool. I think that should be really private. Steph Curry, 37, still doing amazing things. Love watching him play. Rick Dees, 75. Is he still in the business, Todd?
I don't think so. I think he's off.
Had a heck of a career.
Yeah, he did.
Made billions. Billy Crystal, 77. He was on the 50-year anniversary, right?
Yep.
Okay. Michael Caine, 92. Wow.
Yeah.
Don't forget Betty White and the Golden Girls. Also, nice win for Kimberly boys last night. Big upset over Kakana. Amazing high school basketball last night. Just amazing. We'll be back. Lisa Hale, Wisco Weekend. Back after us.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt and Air on Air.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Well, Wisconsin could receive the first thunderstorms of the season, and the National Weather Service hopes you'll stay involved telling them how much rain you receive. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. All month long, the National Weather Service is asking all citizens in Wisconsin, even in the most remote areas, to think about being a rainfall reporter. Is this important information? Yes, that's according to principal atmospheric scientist Eric Snodgrass. He works for Conduit, and he is all about weather. And he said, well, he loves the technology they have at their fingertips. It can't replace people.
There's an interesting thing about weather forecasting in that human intuition and institutional knowledge has not yet been replicated with computing systems, be it AI, be it whatever. And as a result, if we're not there to kind of understand the nuances of the pattern, the chaos in the system, the nonlinearity, then these forecasts, they get bad. They're just not good at all. So this is great. It's a great thing. That means job security. I'll continue to work because we need people to tell the narrative around the data, and we also need people to build the systems that interpret the data. So while there's been incredible advancements in AI, we still have a massive need for the human forecaster to interpret all of this and to make sense of it.
Eric Snodgrass, one of the principal atmospheric scientists for Conduit. He was also a guest speaker this week at the Professional Dairy Producers Annual Conference. If you want to stay engaged reporting weather observations and rainfall updates, real simple to sign up. Go to WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org. WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Loss of appetite, drop in milk production, and dehydration are all key indicators of HPAI, or bird flu. This disease is a threat to cattle health and farmers' bottom line. Help protect your herd and reduce the spread by keeping animals hydrated and eating with BioVet. Bovine Goldlight provides key electrolytes for livestock, and our direct-fed microbial products support digestive health and appetite. Learn more at bile-vet.com.
Innovation.
And 10 volunteers, as well as supporters and staff of the Wisconsin 4-H program, are being inducted into the 2025 Hall of Fame class. You want to find out who they are? Pop on over to MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Pam Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few scattered clouds in the overnight, lows dropping to the lower 40s, a light southeast breeze. Now that wind does pick up on Friday. South to southeast winds gusting around 30, partly sunny skies, highs in the lower 60s, a few showers and storms Friday night. Currently 44 degrees.
Hi, Chef Grunder. Let's dive right into the machine shed. Fridays here mean all you care to have fried or broiled North Atlantic cod, or try our bone-in seasoned catfish lightly fried. More of a salmon lover? Choose between the machine shed's white wine sauce or apple bourbon glaze. Our sautéed savory shrimp will satisfy your taste buds with Old Bay seasoning and Asiago cheese. All great choices. Join us this Friday or every Friday for seafood worth savoring at the shed.
Fox River Drive, Appleton.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
What do you think about Donald Trump firing 80,000 employees of the VA? Steve from Madison, also a veteran. I'm hearing from one of our conservative texters saying it's okay because it saves money.
How does it save money if it kills people? I mean, how many suicides are there amongst veterans? How many of our seniors need health care? I mean, you take away money from us and it kills us. That's what it does.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Have you noticed that Donald Trump's position on Ukraine seems to change daily?
We break it all down for you at 2:30 with Dr. Liana Fix from the Council on Foreign Relations. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
All down for you at 2:30 with Dr. Liana Fix from the Council on Foreign Relations. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Severe weather is set to strike Wisconsin in winter. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us more.
We've seen it before. The first tornadoes ever recorded in the state in the usually frigid month of February tore through mostly rural areas on a day that broke records for warmth. It set up the perfect scenario for the type of severe weather normally seen in the late spring and summer. These storms last year left a swath of destruction that included dead and missing cows, roofs blown off of homes, destroyed storage sheds and barns, trashed vehicles and shattered windows. And now, Mother Nature might be back for more. Tomorrow, temperatures will soar to the low 70s. Dew points will also rise, adding some mugginess to the air. Then a front will slam into the state, firing up a strong line of thunderstorms at night. A few tornadoes are possible, and damaging wind gusts are likely.
A workplace accident at Progressive Converting, or Procon, in Appleton resulted in the death of an employee Wednesday. The Appleton area OSHA office has opened an investigation into forklift operations there. OSHA has 6 months to complete its investigation. Struggling financially, St. Norbert College announced it's laying off 27 faculty members. In addition to the nearly 30% reduction in faculty, the college will eliminate 15 of its 65 majors and 5 minors from the curriculum. The Catholic College has faced declining enrollment, adding to its financial woes. The cuts were approved this week by a special meeting of the Board of Trustees. A Wisconsin retailer is not making the same amount of sales. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
The cash at Kohl's isn't flowing as fast as it was. Menominee Falls-based Kohl's is reporting a fourth quarter net sales decline of just over 9%. A new company CEO took over in January with incoming announcements about initiatives aimed at revitalizing the retailer. Kohl's stock fell on the news.
One of the changes new CEO Ashley Buchanan wants to implement is a reduction in the number of brand exclusions and restrictions in the popular Kohl's cash promotions. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Ready. While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back on a nice Friday. 45 in Green Bay, 45 in Appleton, 45 in Oshkosh, looking to hit a high of 54.
Can we say good morning to Fondy Famous, our guest that was in yesterday, the content creator who came in to talk?
She was great.
She was great, and they just said good morning on our text.
She was great. Yeah, she was great. A little disappointed, though.
Good energy.
After her segment. We asked her to sit.
Yeah.
Tall, thin people.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We asked her to sit.
Yeah.
And she didn't.
She rubbed it in a little bit.
She rubbed it in.
Yeah.
She rubbed it in.
But
Lisa.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's yours. Will you tell tall, thin, good looking people they must sit when we take pictures and Jim and I can hide behind the chairs?
Right.
That works.
But we're working on it.
I'm not going to comment on anybody's body structure.
All right.
Not going to do it.
Hey, how did you like the strudel from Vintage Rose?
I actually had a piece last night. That was my dinner.
Jim's mom liked it too.
Well, she loved it. Yeah. I made her a showing Johnny the shrimp salad. So that was
a good looking shrimp salad. Not even lying.
It was good.
Can we just take a moment now that Lisa's on? I want to talk about this. So we're doing the St. Baldrick's thing, right? Where I'm going to be shaving my head and my beard. And I said I would do it if we raised $500, right?
Mm-hmm. Nah.
If you're interested in helping out, you can find me on Facebook and actually donate right there. But thanks to our listeners and thanks to my friends online, so far I'm at $950.
Wow!
So if anybody would like to donate,
and Cowboy Dave.
Cowboy Dave brought in, I don't know what's in here. I'll look.
$1,000.
He said he brought in $100.
Well, let me hold that for you this weekend.
Yeah, yeah. You're not going to go anywhere near that.
All right.
So,
Todd, that's terrific.
It is.
Thank you, Cowboy Dave.
Yeah.
And the nice, here's the thing. Jim's not going to be able to appreciate it because I'm going to come in here on Monday, Mino, with no hair and
no
beard.
I'm not sure I'm ready for this.
Yeah. I'm not ready for it. Lisa, are you ready for it?
I will.
Absolutely not. I can't. Now, Todd, I have known you for many, many years.
Yeah.
And I have seen you with a bare baby face. But it's
I've never
so
even seen a picture of that.
He's had that magnificent beard for so long that I cannot. I'm just like, oh my gosh.
I don't think I could grow a good beard. I really don't. Mine's like a patch here and here and here. How long would it take you? Okay, once you're clean shaven on Sunday, how long would it take to recreate this?
About a month.
Oh, that's all?
Yeah. It won't take that long.
I thought you were saying like
in a week or two, I'll have enough there to kind of
poke it along. But if you've made that decision, are you going to grow it back or might you say, hey?
Oh, I'm not. Absolutely. Oh, I'm growing it back. It's part of my persona now.
I know.
It is.
I got a feeling you're going to look like a baby seal.
I think I'm going to look like a really ugly old guy.
Yeah.
Real fast.
Yeah, you're going to look like us.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know who you're going to look like, Todd?
Who?
Honestly, you're going to look like a taller version of your dad.
Oh, God.
Oh yeah.
I've known Todd for so many years that I was practically part of his family.
25 years I've known Lisa.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't realize that. I give you credit though, Todd. That's really cool. And your goal was 500?
Was 500. I literally put it online last night. And
I know I saw it.
In 30 minutes I had $500.
Okay, let me just throw this out there. I tried to do a $50 donation. Okay. And this is no lie. You know where to ask for your credit card number?
Yep.
One of the numbers on my back of my credit card. I'm going to run up and grab it during our big break here. One of the numbers is completely worn off.
Oh, so you don't know your CVV, your security code.
No, it's the other
nine
one.
Nine attempts, you'd have it.
Well, the thing is, I think if you do three and it doesn't go through, it shuts you down on a lot of those kind of sites.
Oh.
So I did two and then like waited for a while and did another. And it won't go through. So I don't know, Todd. I'm going to still somehow try to find $50 for you. But mechanically, electronically, it just won't go through.
Well, we'll get that done. Yeah, if you give me $50, I'll put it through. All right? Just like Dave's money, I'll put that through.
Well, take 50 of Dave's for now.
I don't think it works that way.
I'll make it up.
I don't know if it works that way.
That's great.
So just search for me on Facebook. If you need to friend me, I'll approve that or whatever. But, you know, please give if you can. It goes to childhood cancer and all that good stuff.
Absolutely. Great cuss.
I am going to spend the $30 for internet service on Monday. I want to see that. So. I am.
They asked
how often you want
it.
We're going to be.
You have to pay $30 a day to use your phone.
I think we're in Haiti or something. I think it's. I think it's expensive.
Did you get the all inclusive thing where like everything is? You know.
There's all-inclusive restaurants.
By the way, Jim's going on a cruise this week, Lisa.
I was just going to say, sounds like a cruise. My sister goes on them all the time.
I mixed reviews on cruises, but we want to do it. We haven't done it before, and maybe it's something we want to do with our family later on. So we're doing a little test marketing here. The cruise, I didn't buy the alcohol package you would have bought, where you can drink all day, everything for free all day. I didn't buy that one.
All right.
That's the one my sister buys.
Doesn't most people like do that?
I know, it's like $85, right? It's like $80, right, Lisa? Mm-hmm.
Something like that. I don't ask 80 bucks for money a day? Questions.
Yeah. But that's not that bad. I'll tell you, you've been to a bar lately?
You know
$80 doesn't last too long.
And on a cruise, maybe it's even more.
Right, because if that's airport pricing, you could go through that.
What did I spell for two glasses of wine that one night? Like $21 or something, or $22?
So maybe,
Yeah. Mm. Hi, Lisa. How about Wisco? Because we can talk about prices and complain about that all day long.
Oh, and we could talk about the craziness on cruises all day long, too. My sister literally has gone on a cruise every 6 months for the past 2 or 3 years. She loves it.
Yep.
I could not do it. It would drive me nuts. Coming up on New Wisco Weekend, this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, we are going to look at St. Patrick's Day. And, you know, since we were talking about St. Baldrick's and why they do it on this weekend. But St. Patrick's Day, our cover story, a local town is changing their name and they do it for a full week from New London to New Dublin. So we've got that as our cover story. We also have some commentary from Amanda Nimmer. that actually goes into the history of St. Patrick's Day. And some of it is quite shocking. We have feature stories from the Tony Weed, Tom Tiffany Teletown Hall that was happened this week. We have, let's see, what else do we have? We have so much.
Okay, can I jump in? Do you have the segment with Terry Barr?
Yes.
Yes, okay. That's.
But the correspondent?
Yes. Oh, no. That's going to be coming out very soon.
Okay, yep. Never mind. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, no, the Terry Barr is our cover story this weekend, and she interviewed somebody from New London.
Got it.
About turning into New Dublin.
But Lisa, I also know that you have the story that we had on our show. Was it Tony Geezy? Is that who it was? Your
Tony
friend?
Tony Geezy, yes. The sports memorabilia.
We got him on to do a little feature as well. So,
fantastic. Yeah.
Plus music. Absolutely. Who's the musical feature this week?
The music feature this week is the Stapletons with that sea shanty that they had when they came to visit you guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So awesome. Awesome.
There's some really good stuff in there this week.
Did you learn anything in your research? I just think it's people, you know, like, why isn't it blue? Why is it green? And the snakes, and he wasn't really in Ireland. And do you get into that history?
That's what Amanda Nimmer is doing in her commentary. Okay. She is going into that history on how he was captured by Irish pirates. He didn't live in Ireland.
Right. And that's what I think is.
Green was not St. Patrick's color, by the way. So.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, we go into that a little bit. And she also explains what the snakes really were, because there are no snakes.
Wasn't the green, though, just on the shamrock thing? Or because shamrocks are green? No?
Green is because of the relation to Ireland. Ireland's color is green.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so cool.
That's where that comes in. But St. Patrick's color.
Hey, did they do anything to him? Have you ever read about the 12 people? Was it 12? How many was that at the Last Supper? I know a couple people left early and stuff.
He had a previous engagement.
That's great when those cartoons are whispering to each other. I'm not picking this.
I love that. I only had the salad.
He's been drinking a lead. No,
I love those.
Don't put that on my.
I know it's sacrilegious, but it's funny because it looks exactly like that's what they'd be doing. Right,
like, watch, he's going to split this 12 ways.
I know.
Who's leaving the tip?
What? What does the 12 have to do with St. Patrick? I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, no. What I said, the 12 people there at the Last Supper.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What happened to them during the rest of their lives? I mean, like, beheaded and burned alive and burned in cauldrons of oil. And so that's why I'm asking what St. Patrick did.
His demise?
Yeah.
Did they do him in?
I do not know.
Because a lot of them, gruesome endings.
Well, and here's the thing. We don't want to spoil the thing, so got to tune in.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
What time is it on, Lisa?
It is Saturday at 8, Sunday at 9.
But Lisa, here's another thing I was talking about.
11.
This is about something else that she's coming
Sunday
out with
at 11,
that we talked about here on the show yesterday when we had Terry on. Another feature she's working on, and there was this female war correspondent who was killed in Vietnam from a landmine. And I told Todd, I said, that reminds me of a Quantum Leap episode where this female correspondent was over there, and Ziggy was actually a POW. He had been shot down, and she was trying to find him, and then she steps on a landmine and dies, and he looked it up. That was based on this woman.
Dickie Chappelle is the person that she is doing some stories on.
That Terry Barr is doing the story on.
Yep.
It was actually an episode of Quantum Leap.
You'll find that a lot if you pay attention when you're watching these stories like Quantum Leap that deal with history, that they will base a lot of that on something that really did happen. I've noticed it a lot on things like that. I love time traveling shows. So
I went to school. I was actually in a theater production with Ziggy's daughter, and he came to the production, Dean Stockwell.
Oh, nice.
That is. Okay. Yeah.
That's cool.
Okay.
That is cool.
Yeah.
I would not mind being able to have met Dean Stockwell.
I did not meet him. He came and he went.
Oh, you just saw him.
And we wanted to meet him, and she's like, he doesn't really do that.
No.
Doesn't do the meet and greets. Yeah. So what else is going on? Lisa, we love coming to your studio, and we had such a great time going over to the law office yesterday. We loved that place.
Isn't that a beautiful building?
Amazing.
I mean, it is just stunning over there. I love it. My goal one day is to, after I win the lottery and I have extremely large amounts of expendable cash, I'm going to buy that place and move into it. And then I'm going to buy a place in Michigan and create.
Lisa, did you hear Jim and I earlier this morning how our lives are going to change because of that visit yesterday?
How are your lives going to change?
Have you ever been in his office? He works while doing the treadmill.
It's like it's not really a treadmill.
You guys aren't going to do that.
It's like a it doesn't have the sides and all that, but it's a program, and he just runs it at three or two and a half, probably three, and walks for hours all day and does his work.
Yeah, I've seen people do that. I've seen them set up their desks.
Lisa, next time we're in your studio in Oshkosh, we want those. We want those.
Not happening.
Have a good weekend. Thank you. Love you, Lisa. You're the best.
Bye, guys.
Quick break. Back after this.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
In Wisconsin's Supreme Court election, your family's safety is on the line. Just ask retired Wisconsin police officer Mike Walter.
As a police officer trying to put away violent criminals, you deal with two kinds of prosecutors. Guys like Brad Schimmel, who gave big plea deals to rapists, domestic abusers, and even a man caught with child pornography. And someone like Susan Crawford, who made sure rapists, murderers, and abusers were behind bars so victims could get justice.
That's Susan Crawford, the former prosecutor who took violent criminals off our streets and the judge who kept them in jail. Take it from a cop.
When I walk in a courtroom, I want Judge Susan Crawford, and now we need her on the Supreme Court.
The truth is, extreme Brad Schimmel won't keep Wisconsin families safe. We need Susan Crawford, the common sense judge. Paid for by Susan Crawford for Wisconsin. Crawford for WI.com.
Ready. While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Top craft pick creators include Sturgeon Spirits in Oshkosh, Timekeeper Distillery in Green Bay and Wausau, and Ledge Rock Distillery LLC in Eden. Vote for your favorite now by logging on WISS.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. When you vote, you'll enter a random drawing to win $250 in gift cards from participating craft creators. Don't wait. Voting ends Friday, April 18th. Log on WISS.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick and vote right now. Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. Drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of the Todd Allball Show.
Hey, welcome back. Thank you, Lisa Hale. Todd, once again, when's it on?
All right, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WISS and WGBW.
Outstanding. Todd, introduce our special surprise guest here.
Allison Hawkers. She's been on the show before.
Like 2 days ago?
Yeah. And she contacted me yesterday, and she said, I have a little gift that I'd like to bring into the studio. And I said, what time can you come in? So she is here to present that gift.
And I'm proudly wearing that gift.
Yeah, so I was here earlier this week to talk about our Pi Day 5K, and Mino saw my sweatshirt and said, can I get one? And I said, actually, I might have one left. So we had an extra one up in the loft in my office, and I brought it on in.
Old Glory Honor Flight, phenomenal organization. You guys are big supporters.
Yes. So the Pi Day 5K is this weekend, and we hopefully are hoping to give over $26,000 to Old Glory. Based on this 5K race that the fifth graders plan, we have 70 raffle baskets. It's just a fun day.
Okay, I got to ask you something. I don't mean to put you on the spot or talk about a tough situation, but, you know, recently, you know, something happens, an opposing group shows up, yada, yada. Do you realize, and I hope nothing, you know, bad happens at your event tomorrow, but it's Pi Day and Mathematics Day, and I know those math club kids aren't happy about that.
Yeah.
How's that working out?
Well, we kind of... Today we have a big Pi Day party.
Okay, you
want to
know a musical I've seen? Gonna be a rumble.
West Side Story?
Yeah.
Everyone has seen. Now, that's something everyone has
seen.
I
have not.
Thank you, Todd.
I have not either.
Yeah? Even the movie?
No.
No?
Didn't your school put it on?
Was the big thing that all the schools are doing with West Side Story. I bet that has been done
more than anyone.
More than any other high school play. Were you a high school theologist?
No.
No. Or not theologist. What's the word I'm looking for? Yeah, theologist would be a religion.
Yeah, theater.
Theater, what's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know, actress?
No, neither. Either way, that wasn't
right.
Me.
No matter what I throw at you, it's going to be no.
Let's go with that.
This pie run, this is the 7th?
11th.
Ooh.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Great. Would be the 11th. And can people still register, make donations? Tell us how we can. That's such a great thing.
Yeah.
It checks so many boxes. The kids run it. I mean, you're here.
Yeah, the kids
in school,
run it.
But the kids really run it.
What a great experience.
Yeah, they came up with the idea. They get the baskets. It's not like teachers do all this stuff and the kids get the credit. The kids actually
do. I don't do anything. And so, yeah, you can register tomorrow, today, whenever. You can even just stop in and buy a dollar raffle ticket and have fun. Donations can be done online on our website or in person at our school. Today's from 4 to 7, and there's over 70 raffle baskets. We've never had this many raffle baskets before. And then tomorrow morning's the race and raffle prizes, and we'll be out of there by 9 a.m.
Where do you do the actual raffles?
In the school gym.
Okay.
So right in the school gym at 139 South Monroe Avenue.
And does the walk start right behind us here?
The walk starts over at our school, but we walk on the trail.
Okay. And then you go back to the school?
Yes.
Got it.
So we're talking Da Vinci, right?
Correct. Leonardo da Vinci, right downtown.
I know.
Is that Adams?
No.
Quincy and Monroe.
Okay. And you got music, and it's just...
Yep, we'll have a DJ. We have some kids playing their trumpets for the national anthem. One of our middle school teachers is playing America the Beautiful on his guitar.
Oh, wow.
We're going to honor veterans before the race. There's lots of fun surprises coming this
fantastic.
Year.
Fantastic.
You guys do that right. And it's for everybody. I mean, it's not like a really competitive race.
No.
You know what I mean?
It's people can come walk, run.
Right.
Jogs, whatever they want to do. It's just kind of a fun day out there.
And we're talking that weather forecast doesn't look great, but it's not bad in the morning.
Yeah.
Looks like the afternoon it's going to move in.
And there's no ice on the roads. I mean, one year when Jim was there, it was glare ice, and I was like, please, everyone, walk or just...
Get the spikes.
Wow, get the spikes and
really?
Stay home.
Yeah. The whole trail?
Oh, yeah, it was glare ice. Man. Mm.
But you know what the cool part is for your kids? Having that responsibility, because... I mean, I'm sure we've all had to try to sell stamps or magazine subscriptions or whatever, and you hated it. It wasn't a good experience.
No.
It basically said, you know what I've learned? I don't want to be a salesperson, is what you learn.
Yeah.
But by your kids being involved with a whole big process,
it
gives them a different perspective, I think, that will be valuable. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah. They enjoy it. They're a little nervous come October, but yesterday they were like, let's go. And I was like, well, we got to wait. Hold on. It's coming. But yeah, they did it all. They designed the logo. They called the sponsors. They write the letters. They do everything.
That's fantastic.
And your school, a lot of schools do that, but your school does have, say this nicely, it's a gifted and talented school.
Yep.
And I think the kids, they have time to do this too. Their grades are good.
Yep.
And they really lean in after school to stick around and do a lot of these
projects.
And they
spend a lot of their recesses and lunch with me. And we want to focus on giving back. It's one of our main missions is to be altruistic. It started 11 years ago and we've never looked back. So we always want to be altruistic and give back to something bigger, to be world leaders someday, not just smart kids.
And I think John makes a good point is that, they're having a lot of fun. They're going to do this when they get older, right? They'll do a little bit of this in high school, more in college.
Taste of it.
Once they get out, they're going to sign up with a nonprofit.
Or the opposite way, taste of, you know what I don't want to do? Because some people, I've dealt with people that can be the most, you know, smartest, whatever. But boy, they just get this almost like a panicky thing if they have to do a personal one-on-one asking people for something.
Yeah.
And that does happen.
We practice quite a bit before I make them go out into the stores or make the phone calls.
Not everybody says yes.
Exactly.
You got to tell them that. Probably they're a little nicer to little kids, 10 years old, than they are to us.
Get out
people.
Of my office.
But,
what are you doing?
But that's, you know, then some of us, you know, we thrive on rejection. So we're pretty good salespeople.
Do you?
So.
No, I know how to manage this now.
I handle rejection well.
Yeah.
With your kids though, you got like Brex here and everything that with these young kids, what is the number one thing you try to get out of this? When you do these kind of programs, the number one, like tomorrow afternoon, when you're in your car driving home, what is going to be your greatest feeling of fulfillment?
Watching their smiles and watching their faces. They get really excited and they get to be the start line. So it's just all fun.
Right.
Like, they get to see the whole thing come to an end. And then when we go to the flight and watch them come home, the veterans, it's just amazing to see them too.
Yeah, thanks for leading this. I know you don't take a lot of credit for it, but they couldn't do it without you.
I mean, you
do put the structure together, and you've done that for years.
Talk about checking all the boxes.
That's great. It's a great event.
That's
all right,
awesome.
So that's tomorrow. Give us the website one more time.
Raceroster.com, Pi Day 5K, Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Do you think I would have qualified to be a student at your school?
No, I wouldn't have either.
Okay, all right. Thank you. Thanks for being here. Thanks for a gorgeous hoodie.
No problem.
Old Glory Honor Flight, one of the greatest organizations, Northeast Wisconsin. When we come back, Mark Hughes will be joining us. Back after this. We'll be right back.
a new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Wisconsin Supreme Court debate between Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel. We will break it all down with Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area. Join us.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hamas this morning announcing it will release American hostage Idan Alexander and the bodies of four other dual nationals. It is unclear as of now if they are the bodies of dual national Americans currently being held. The statement comes as talks continue in Doha to try to broker the next stage of the Israel-Hamas ceasefire. A dozen people had to be hospitalized after a jet engine caught fire at the Denver airport. 180 people on board. Five people killed in a multi-car pileup in Austin, Texas. No cause yet determined. There's a vote in the Senate expected today on the budget plan that President Trump once passed. Senate leader Chuck Schumer saying last night,
"While the CR bill is very bad, the potential for a shutdown has consequences for America that are much, much worse."
The market's still rattled by the back-and-forth Trump tariff policies. The S&P now in correction territory, having lost 10% of its value in less than a month. This is ABC News. The markets remain...